I've heard spirits, paints.
Who have you heard say paints?
Paints, I think. Probably blacks. Spirits, too. I guess blacks.
Mm-hmm. And a house where those things might live is?
A haunted house. I've heard a haunted house.
Is that also from blacks?
Probably so.
Okay. Better put a sweater on. It's getting black chilly.
It's getting kind of chilly.
Any other intensifier there?
It's getting a little chilly. Rather and somewhat. It's a little bit stilted to me.
Would you use them in any situation?
Rather chilly. Mm-hmm. Somewhat chilly. Don't think so.
Okay. I'll go if you insist, but
I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time?
Sure, I'm glad to see you. Mm-hmm. Been a long time.
Would you say proud to see you?
I don't think so.
Do people say that where you come from?
Yeah.
Okay. He owns 500 acres of land. You might say that's a...
That's a good bit of land. It's a nice little spread. I don't think I'd say a passel. I've heard it used. I guess that's about it.
Are you familiar with Wright Smart at all?
Wright Smart. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it used. I don't think I would use it.
To mean land?
Yeah, Wright Smart of land.
Anything else?
Wright Smart of money. Right, smarter children. Could be used just about anything.
Okay. You hear it used in Troy?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you say that's more enthusiastic than just yes?
Sure.
All right.
That's right. Damn right. I might say certainly, if I was being formal about it.
Mm-hmm. And in answer to, can you really do that, you would say I?
I sure can.
And to be particularly polite to a man or a woman, what might you say?
Yes, sir.
Or to a woman?
Yes, ma'am.
And under what circumstances would you use that?
Well, maybe an older person.
When you say older, do you mean just older than you, or do you mean...
Or any figure of authority.
Retirement age, or...
Any figure of authority.
Mm-hmm. When you say older,
somebody I have respect for, you know.
How much older would they have to be?
That's a tough question. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say.
Okay. Does it matter whether it's a man or a woman? Are you just as likely to say ma'am to a woman?
Sure.
Okay. If somebody did intensely dislike to go, you'd say he blank dreaded the place.
He really dreaded?
Anything else you might use there?
He despised having to go.
Well, to use...
Yeah, I know.
An adverb there, though.
I don't think so.
Okay. It wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
Real cold.
And it was, too. Any other intensifiers for that kind of situation?
For some reason, it doesn't really make sense. If you think about it, it's just cold as hell out of here.
Well, it depends on whose view you're talking about.
Well, Milton said something about described hell.
The Inferno, isn't the inner circle or something?
I don't remember.
Might be. I think it is. Well, anyway.
Anything that's unpleasant.
Yeah. Well, what about swearing? What are your favorite oaths, for instance, for hitting your finger with a hammer?
I don't know. I'd probably just scream incoherently. That's tough. Like you said, they're probably... just a few basic words, but there are a lot of combinations.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the basic words and combinations that you might use?
Well, damn, shit, hell, fuck, and then a lot of combinations thereof.
For instance?
Oh, damn. Damn it. Damn nation. I can remember from reading the Miss Minerva books, the strongest oath that, I guess it was Jimmy, could think of was, oh, damn, damn, double damn, triple damn, hell. And let's see, what else? Combinations with damn. God damn it.